MP, the Experience Music Project in Seattle, and got some Northwest sounds from the 50s and 60s. But first, let's get underway with something brand new. This is Block Party. Son of Night Dream, CITR.
From the years. get enough for the babies, and our money is elastic. Decapitate laughter is keeping us alive. Cavalcades of losers losing their mind. Our money is elastic. Our money is elastic. Gotta get enough for the babies, and our money is elastic. Hoping for disaster, setting off alarms. We all have worked in vain amid all the nothing much has changed, and yet they haven't been the same since at all. At
well, back here in the studio at SUB, that's the Student Union Building at UBC. You're tuned to Son of Night Dreams on CITR. I'd like to thank my son, Morgan Tanner, for who's supposed to drop down today. I'm not sure if he's going to show up, but he's the guy that filled in for me 2 weeks ago during the pledge drive. Apparently, the pledge drive has gone wild. They were expecting, like, getting $15,000, and they've almost hit 20, I think. Thank you very much, listeners of CITR, for all that you've done to raise money so we can buy new equipment here. Those were the Deers out of Montreal, Money Babies, the title track, not the title track, but the track we played from Missiles, and Block Party, a new CD of theirs called Intimacy. We played Better Than Heaven. Indeed. Yes, indeed. I went down to Seattle just recently, a few weeks ago, and visited the Experience Music Project right by the Space Needle. Highly recommend it. Anyone who is interested in music in any way, check out EMP. There's a science fiction theater right next door, too, which is just amazing if you're into sci-fi. More on that later, but right now I picked up a CD down there called Wild and Woolly, Experience Music Project Presents, and it's the Northwest Rock Collection. Now, when you go into EMP, you put on this little iPod, and it tells you about the different eras of music, and they go back from the late 50s right through. And when I got in the 60s section, it reminded me of being back in radio in Kelowna. And here's some the groups we're going to play here today. We're going to hear from the Dave Lewis Trio. We're going to do a little surf break in between with the Bel Airs, and then we're going to go to one of my favorite bands, the Viceroys, from 1963. So let's take you back in time to 1963-64, David's Mood Part 2. Thank you.
do the Watusi. Oh, boy. All right, there you go. Some instrumental hits from the 1960s. We start off the Dave Lewis Trio, 1963-64, David's Mood Part 2. In 1957, the house band at Seattle's hottest R&B nightclub was the Dave Lewis Trio. It was called the Birdland, and that's where Jimi Hendrix used to hang out. We played the Bel Air's 1961 hit called Mr. Motto, named after the Japanese detective played by Peter Lorre in a film series. This marked the start of the California surf sound. Now we come back to Seattle again and that area. The Viceroys from 1963 doing Granny's Pad. DJ Pat O'Day at KJR in Seattle, who used to listen to all the time from Kelowna and Vancouver, he embraced this classic instrumental. Most interesting bit of trivia regarding Granny's Pad by the Viceroys was guitarist Jim Valley later joined Portland's Dawn and the Good Times and was Harpo of Paul Revere and the Raiders. Yeah, there you go. So there's a little blast from the past for you. Jolly John here at CITR, Son of Night Dreams 624. And in the studio today, our special guest is Elizabeth Fisher. And Elizabeth, she's been around for a long time. I remember playing her stuff back in the early 90s at Coast 1040. And we'd like to welcome Elizabeth to the studio here today. Good evening.
You played our stuff in Coast? I had no idea.
Yeah, we did. As a matter of fact, I remember, I think you called, or we called
no
you.
No,
you never did?
No.
Okay, it must have been someone else. But I remember Animal Slaves. Well, when did that come out, Elizabeth?
Which one? I mean, there were three.
Oh, it was... Okay, well, we've got the CD here is called
Final... Okay, that's the EP. Okay, that's 1982.
This is 82, okay. Well, we had it around, I know, late 80s, maybe it was Coast 800.
There was a 1982, this one, and there was an LP in 1985, and there was a CD in 1990.
Ah, okay.
Could have been a CD.
Well, you've been around Vancouver for a long time. As a matter of fact, I sort of crossed paths with Elizabeth on Facebook, and she was mentioning some new music, and I sort of sent her a message and said, can you come on the show? Before we talk to her about stuff that she's done in Vancouver, we're just going to take you back to this first EP that
1982.
1982. Wow, this does take us back. All right, let's check it out. Here's Animal Slave. And kind of an interesting track here. I kind of like this one. It's called Chinese Restaurant.
We'll be right back.
All right, there's the band Animal Slaves, something called Chinese Restaurant, and we'll just hang up the phone here. We actually had a phone call from someone there, Elizabeth, who said, hey, is that Elizabeth Fisher of Animal Slaves? Yeah, then that's the track we were just playing, Animal Slaves from the early 80s. And Elizabeth Fisher is alive and well. And it's funny because when you're on the Facebook, Elizabeth, you said something about pissing people off as usual. And I recall reading a lot of people were upset at you about an article you wrote about Patti Smith a few years ago in the Georgia Strait. And I read it, and I'm kind of a Patti Smith fan, and I was sort of peeved off at first. And then I thought, well, you know, what she was saying was what she felt and what she believed. And I think that anybody who's honest and they write a review, that's what they're supposed to do.
Were you at that concert?
I don't remember if I was at it. I probably was, but I can't remember for sure. I've seen her before, and she's sort of all over the map.
I've seen her, you know, way back. She was absolutely great. I mean, if I can say anything, she influenced me to start doing music because she was doing poetry, and I was writing poetry, and, you know, she was a strong woman, and
right.
It was really intense and really cool, and I loved it. But then to see this, which was when, like in mid-90s or something, where it's like she was spouting, like, New Age kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, and with like kind of a very stock rock band, like it was like, yeah, you know, if you don't have anything left to say, then just do something else.
Yeah, right.
But the problem is that, you know, the misty-eyed fans.
That's
misty-eyed
true.
Fans. She could have taken a shit on stage and they would have still like screamed and yelled.
I suppose. Yeah, there you go. But now Elizabeth Fisher, you've gone through a number of bands. I was reading here you've had Orphans and Dogs. You've had Animal Slaves. But now Dark Blue World has been the name of your band for a few years now.
I've been in Dark Blue World since about 2002.
Right.
I'm kind of got involved in this community of, well, it's designated jazz, but it really isn't. It's kind of, to me, it's the real alternative music of Vancouver. A lot of the performances take place at 1067 Granville, which is kind of a warehouse space.
Oh, yeah.
You have to know where it is. And it's the real creative musicians. And I'm very fortunate to have for them to have kind of adopted me because I'm, of course, an anomaly there, too. But they like playing with me, and they like better than that. Like, we like writing songs together because I'm a real collaborative songwriter. That's what I did with the Animal Slaves, too.
Right.
I write poetry, I sing what I write, and then I can't really play an instrument, but I've got great ears. So if I hear a riff, I'll just write a song around it, or I'll inspire people to write. It works collaboratively. You know, even these guys that I'm playing with now, they're kind of going, wow, you know, it's like, it's so creative.
Who are some of the people you're working with here now?
Well, on the first Dark Blue World CD, it was Ron Samworth and Tony Wilson and Sky Brooks and Pete Schmidt. And then now the band has changed, and now it's Gordina and Chad McCory, those two people on guitar, and Tommy Babin on bass, and Bernie O'Ryan drums.
Now, some of these people are playing in other bands. I see, like, co-pilots,
they
right?
All play in, yeah, we all, like, it's sort of like, we all know each other, and there's these bands that have formed around the scene, and it's not that we play the same kind of music. In fact, the people in Co-Pilots, two of them, the rhythm section, Sky and Pete, are also in The Inhabitants, which is my very favorite band in Vancouver. If you get a chance to see them.
The Inhabitants.
You might have to go to 1067, but they're fucking great. Okay?
Now, well, this Inhabitants,
it's instrumental.
The place you're talking about, 1067 Granville. Is that a place where the public can go to hear these bands?
Certainly, but you have to, first of all, the only way, well, it's not quite legal. But if you go on, say, on MySpace, if you go, you know, www.myspace.com/1067Granville, it'll tell you who's playing.
Oh.
However, don't expect pop.
Right.
Okay, a lot of like improvisational jazz, new music, and then some stuff that kind of transcends categories, rhythmic, groove, whatever. But it's not, you know, it's not your average kind of pop shit.
And Swan Vista is the other group that some of these people play with too, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swan Vista is Tommy Tommy Babin is a bass player in our band, and right. Chad McQuarrie, who plays guitar in our band, one of the guitar players, and Sky Brooks, who plays in Co-Pilot.
Right. Well, you find that these days, though, people aren't satisfied to play with one group. They like to branch out because they have different interests.
Well, and yes and no. The other thing is that it's a reality because nobody can make any money.
That's
and
right.
some of these people are actually professional musicians who are trying to survive. And so they play, I mean, playing with me is not exactly survival inducive, okay? But I'm playing a lot of different things and like, you know, $50 here, I don't know, $100 there,
yeah,
whatever.
Right.
Like, I mean, right now it's really weird because three people in my band have babies.
Really?
Three.
Ooh,
okay?
Boy. And you're raising a family, it's not cheap. Yeah, really. You gotta,
well,
yeah.
I have to admire them. And I don't, you know, it's not like back in the 80s when we were all like 100% concentrated because with Animal Slaves, I mean, we were crazy. We just played with each other and we practiced like 7 nights a week if we could. If we were on the road, if we'd have a day off, we'd rent a place so we'd just go and jam together.
Really?
We were like totally into it. It was very intense. And so when it blew up intensely.
Let's check out Dark Blue World, and then we'll talk about where they're playing. They're coming up on December 11th at the Railway Club. But let's check out this for a track. Track one we've got here.
These are rough mixes, by the way.
These are rough mixes.
These are not the final mixes.
These are not the final mixes. Can you tell us about this first song?
It's all right. I'll tell you about this song. It's called Demi Monde. I wrote it based on a friend of mine who was in the throes of, he's got a problem with crack, and so he decided to write a novel, and he sent it to me to edit because I write, and I edited part of it, and it's fucking great. Okay.
Okay.
This friend is a musician, and his language is musical. He has the instinct to make it like flow.
Right.
And the content is brutal. He's being extremely honest about what happens when he's on a binge.
Ooh.
And it influenced me. I thought about this a lot, and I wrote this poem based on it called Demi Monde, and then that poem became the song that we wrote together.
Check it out.
Down from the daily grind.
Whoa, hey, that is wild. There's a Dark Blue World, and that's Elizabeth Fisher, and she's joined us here in the studio, and we're going to say goodbye to her, but first we're going to thank her very much. You know, Elizabeth Fisher has been, many things have been said about her. It's said that she's reclusive, she rants, she's brutally self-critical, totally disorganized, but she sure can...
Yeah, I'm the one who said those things.
You didn't say those about yourself, did you? No, you didn't say those.
You want to hear what other people say about me.
That's what other people say about you, okay. Oh, God, Elizabeth. But Elizabeth and Dark Blue World, along with the co-pilots, or just co-pilots, and Swan Vista, will be playing at the Railway Club on Thursday, December 11th. And if that's an indication of... And that's just a rough mix. So, yeah, we're looking forward to hearing...
These are three very good bands.
Three very good bands, for sure.
They're my friends.
They are your friends, aren't they? And some of them play in your band, even. So,
some of them do.
Yes. So if you want to hear some good tunes and help some musicians out who have young children... who are not starving but probably could use the help, drop down to the Railway Club on Thursday, December 11th and check out those three bands. And thank you, Elizabeth, for joining us on the program. And that was interesting. So that's that was poetry. That was a story from a crack user, and you've turned it into a song, correct?
Well, it's not really. It was inspired by a story of somebody I know.
Okay.
It's inspired by somebody I know, and it's inspired by what I see on the streets.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's inspired by that feeling.
You're riding the bus every day, the 135 through Hastings there, and all on sides of Main Street, it's just, you know, you see these women doing the crack dance in the street, and it just, I can't even look anymore. It's just so sad to think that.
I know.
I'm just hoping that Gregor Robertson can do something about this, you know.
Well, he's an idealist.
Yeah.
I don't know if idealism is going to fix this.
I don't know. What is going to fix it?
I have no idea. Yeah. I think the world is going for a big shit.
Well, yeah, it certainly is when you look around what's going on. Well, music is trying to keep it together, and I thank you for joining us and for making music. Thank you, Elizabeth. Okay, speaking of music, on Friday, thanks to Peter Lipskies, who sent me an email and said, hey, John, you want some tickets to see Eric Burdon? Whoa, yeah, do I ever. So we went out to the River Rock, and this was the encore, and man, Hilton Valentine and guitar was incredible.
Of the city where the sun refused to shine, yeah. People tell me there ain't no use in trying, yeah. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, yeah. You'll be dead before your time is due. Yeah.
Eric Burdon and the Animals. And for all of you that were at the concert, that was especially for Glenn, who was sitting next to us at the River Rock. Well, that was an amazing place. I'd never been there before, and we walked in the casino end of the place, and that casino is just bizarre. Thank you, Peter Lipskis. Thank you, Tony Bardock and Jerry Jan, all the people and who were with us spread around the place. Eric Burdon still can sing like he did then. His voice is incredible. He looks in the best shape I've ever seen him. And Hilton Valentine, an original guitarist for the Animals on guitar. If you ever get a chance to see Eric Burdon in person, they were worth the effort of getting out to Richmond, believe me. All right, despite having to go through all the traffic for AC/DC downtown, yes. All right, well, you're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you, Elizabeth Fisher, for joining us. It's getting on to 7 o'clock. I'm Jolly John Tanner. Dr. J. Allen Hynek, you know, he was the head of Project Sign back in 1948 for the Air Force. And his reaction to the Air Force disclaiming UFOs was, "It can't be, therefore it isn't." That was what the Air Force said. Dr. J. Allen Hynek was hired to weed out reports ascribable to astronomical stimuli. "The problem of the lack of proper investigation was present from the start," said Dr. Hynek. "Several years passed when data from this and other countries led Dr. Hynek to feel that the phenomenon was being proved. There were too many occurrences that couldn't be explained in ordinary terms." And he was an astronomer from the Northwestern University. Well, we have Michael Stranick on the line right now. He's our local UFO expert. As a matter of fact, a world expert on the subject of unidentified flying objects. And believe you me, they haven't gone away, folks. There's lots of sightings around the world. Let's find out a little bit more. Here's Michael.
Good evening, John.
Good evening, Michael.
First of all, everybody grab a pen and paper. We got some Google stuff for you.
Okay.
And Morgan, you did a great show. Thank you. And this needs to be said after all these years in the new year. Anyone who wants to spend under $30 can get your very own electronic Tribble.
Tribble? The trouble?
Yes.
The trouble with tribbles?
Yes.
Oh, tell me more.
It purrs. It coos. It moves. It has a Klingon attack mode, and it's not guaranteed to be cat-proof, however.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, what's the deal on that?
I really don't know. That's about all I've heard so far.
Okay.
But watch for it. I'm sure it'll show up somewhere around here. Okay, first off, we head down to Honolulu.
Ooh, Honolulu.
Right. A U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter was chasing a ball of light, and it was flying in odd patterns trying to catch up with this thing, and it appeared to be playing games with the chopper. It would slow down till the chopper got near it, then it would speed up out of range. And later, the reporter heard jets flying over Honolulu for over 2 hours. And the reporter is U.S. Army, and he is air assault qualified. So that's a very credible witness. In Ohio, we have two separate reports of cylindrical objects, which are quite rare, actually. We get plenty of cigar-shaped that are tapered, but cylindrical, you know, are just chopped off, and they're the same length throughout. And one was from Chagrin Falls, an area I know very well. And there was a cylinder visible for over 10 minutes. And the witness described it in capital letters as huge. In fact, all he could see was this thing and the lights. The front had a yellow and white light. The center had a tiny white light with a red flashing light directly above it. And in the rear, it had one red light on one side and one green light on the other. and it made a low buzzing sound throughout the entire 10 minutes it was visible. Now, in the UK, things are still going completely bonkers, but we have two very similar reports of white objects, either balls of light or solid objects, it's hard to say. And in both cases, these things were shooting brilliant red beams of light to the ground. One was in Bristol, and you may be able to find that. It was reported on Yahoo News. So if you Google Yahoo News and Bristol UFO, you might find something there. But if you go to www.thesun.co.uk and Google on Manchester UFO, you'll actually get to see some photographs or two. And it's a very, very impressive photo. And the other Googleable one is from right here in Ladner, B.C. It's a mass of lights, at least five. Somebody suggested they might be airplanes. They don't look anything like airplanes to me, but I've only seen a still. I haven't seen the video. But just go to, this is a little different, so go to http://ufosnw.com, no www in there, and then click on sighting reports, and then click on recent reports received, and scroll to the bottom of the page, and you will see the video and the still photograph. And it's well worth looking at. And there you go.
That's amazing. Thank you very much, Michael Strainick, for that enlightening UFO report. I've got to sort of listen to that again when I hear the podcast to get all that information, Michael. But thank you so much. And we'll be hearing from you again in 2 weeks' time, right?
Absolutely.
Good night.
Keep watching the skies.
We will.
Studies.
We have sounding rockets, balloons, satellites, and telescopes.
These are the eyes and ears of modern astronomy.
The devices that help us tune in the universe. For the message and story of every object in space comes to us in the light waves it radiates.
Now, so far, there's no single receiver that can pick up the entire spectrum of electromagnetic radiation. We need optical telescopes to detect the visible portion of the spectrum, radio telescopes to pick up the radio portion, and satellites, balloons, and rockets to pick up the waves of very short length. But the day may come when a single tuner can do what a variety of equipment is required to do now. For lack of a better name, perhaps we could call it the Universal Electromagnetic Radiation Receiver, or the UNILEC for short. For convenience, the band is divided into sections, ranging from the very long radio waves to the extremely short gamma rays.
Since the stars radiate their energy right across the electromagnetic spectrum, all we need to do is convert their radiation into sound and pictures.
We'll start with the longest waves. Those are the stars we're listening to.
Just recently back from vacation in sunny Mexico. I was in Mazatlan in the old section in a little store off a cobblestone street in the old part of Mazatlan. And this piece was playing in the background in this little store I visited. It had an open air section in the middle, very all homemade stuff in that inside there. And it was just, it was magical. And I said, what are you playing? What is that? Oh, that's Dead Can Dance. And I looked it up. It was a 1996 selection, and there you go. Dead Can Dance. You Google them if you've never heard them. I actually remember seeing them live. Also, something else very interesting, if you're traveling and you hear music, but you see a movie that is from back home, and on the ship we saw a movie called Henry Poole Is Here. It just sometimes a movie grabs you, you know, and during this movie there's a lot of elderly people on the ship, and they were leaving by droves during the movie, but it was one of those very spiritual kind of, it's hard to put your finger on it, but check it out when it comes out on video soon. Luke Wilson, a guy who discovers he has a little time to live, and a neighbor thinks she sees the face of Jesus on his wall, on the outside of his wall, and what it leads to is it's just one of those movies that I get emotional in movies. I cry in movies, actually, and this movie got me right in my solar plexus there, it's in the chest. You know, there's that feeling where you feel a spiritual feeling. It's not like I'm religious, but I am. You know, I mean, I love my family, I love my friends, I love animals, I love trees. I love the world, you know. That's the kind of spiritual feeling I had. So
Not to say you'll feel the same way, but see the movie Henry Poole Is Here. I think you'll enjoy it. In the meantime, I'd like to just mention a guy who passed away recently. Oh, this is CITR? 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Jolly John Tanner. You're listening to Son of Night Dreams. Jody Reynolds passed away a few weeks ago, November 7th. He was 75. And back in 1958, he had a song that was, well, it was one of those songs that kind of grabs you. You know, it's, well, let's listen to it here now.
The night was black. Rain falling down. Look for my baby, she's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed the same. I took it, baby, from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my baby has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. There in the breakers, I saw her near. Reached for my darling, held her to me. Stole her away from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep.
Old town. So why look for
good old buddy Rodney Graham at CITR's Son of Night Dreams. And, well, I thought it was a good song. Why look for good times, especially after Jody Reynolds' Endless Sleep? All right, Jody passed away recently, November 7th, 75 years old. Reached number 5 on the Billboard of July 7th, 1958.
Hello, my baby with an endless sleep.
Well, it sort of had a happy ending, I think, didn't it? Sort of there, you know? I don't know. What do you think? For those sci-fi fans lamenting the end of the season for Torchwood, who knows what's going to happen there, there's always Doctor Who, yes, with David Tennant, the 10th Doctor, who, by the way, David Tennant is planning to leave the series after filming 4 specials for 2009. A new Doctor will take over in 2010. I can't wait for the Stolen Earth sequel to turn left. Doctor Who is on CBC Fridays at 9 o'clock. Speaking of the CBC, I was wondering last Saturday morning if the Prime Minister listens to the CBC program The House. They have a lot of great ideas how to run the government. No, I'm sure he doesn't listen. Can you imagine the Dandy Warhols doing The Cure? Here it is, Perfect as Cats, a tribute to The Cure.
All time, I saw my steps and stars. About my past romances and love affairs. Well, they were something more to me than someone else. Well, how could I have been so blind? You moved on and on, just fine without me. Without me. Well, look at all this stuff I own. So many reddies and obscurities, but they never showed me how to live my life with you or anyone. No, not anyone. I never made a friend my own. Seem both domestic and afar from the chances of me. Well, who really cares? I guess I do. But do any of you?
Jolly good, the Transmitters. Oh boy, local stuff for you there. All right, thank you, Bryce and crew, for that tune, Live a Little More. And just before that, it was Primary with the Dandy Warhols from a CD that's got all the great Cure songs on it by all sorts of interesting bands. Oh, and I filed it away now, and I can't tell you who they were. That's okay. You'll love it. It's a double CD. Check it out. The International Space Station is passing over Vancouver. Well, it went over an hour ago, but I'm sure you didn't see it because it was cloudy. But tomorrow might be clear, so check the skies at 5:21. It'll be going 54 degrees over the northern hemisphere. And then at 6:56 again tomorrow at 20 degrees above the west and fades out. You can go to Heavens Above to get more information about that. Venus and Jupiter have been in conjunction in the southwestern sky the last few days, but of course we didn't get to see that because it's been cloudy. The moon joined them tonight, but if it's clear tomorrow, look out there. Venus will be to the left of Jupiter now. It moves faster, of course. It's the brighter of the two, and a nice crescent moon out there. Oh, Jim Cummins, the Saturday, December 6th, coming up this weekend, 7 to 11 o'clock at his studio. It's 857 Beattie Street. Latest oil paintings, limited to print T-shirts with a price reduction. My God, Jim, Brain Eater, you're reducing the price of your shirts. Amazing. Okay. Well, let's see. What else have we got to tell you here? Oh, the Smiths aren't getting back together again. No, Morrissey has said, I don't know them. They don't know me. Anything I know about them is unpleasant. Why on earth do we want to be on the stage together? I don't know. Why would they want to be on stage together when you can still play the Smiths records? Son of Night Dream, CITR.
In a coma, I know, it's serious. Girlfriend in a coma, I know, it's really serious. There were times when I could have known.
coma, I know it's him.
What's on the radio? Propaganda, mind control, and turning it on is like putting on the blindfold. Cause when you bring in the real, you don't get rotation. Let you take over the station.
Here we go, on station 103.787. And we're listening to, we won't be listening to, because that's bullshit. Get that shit out of here. Straight R&B. Straight R&B. Straight R&B.
Pencil.
Program your playlist that sounds the same with the disco tempo cliche intro, whack rap tracks for commercial shows.
Turn the radio down. Turn the radio down.
Turn off that bullshit!
Off the radio.
As you could hear, certain parts of the lower end of the electromagnetic spectrum have been allocated for the man-made transmission of broadcasting. This, of course, blocks out the fainter signals of the stars in those wavelengths. Nor is this the end of the interference. As we dial across the Unilec receiver, we'll come across other ways that man uses the spectrum.
Starfish, bizarre fish, odd fish out the bus. Your texture and color really bring the punch. Accessory for the brother from the BG Bunch. Your recipe get the best of me. Let's do lunch as a hunch. This is once in a Viva V. Make a believer from a previous leafy sneeze. Maybe it's Maybelline or Sea Breeze, but you give me sea legs, take me deeper to sea. That's what it is. I take you there.
Starfish. Yeah. Starfish. Starfish.
Starfish got me open like Star Brit, hoping that you're in the market for something in the pocket. You're such an ornament, natural testament to the forces of nature, you're the specimen. I'm trying to specialize and you got specialized in your face as you lie in your place, tantalizing. You stayed a grace by the rocky seaside, been a fixture on my mind, now I need a taste, so don't waste time. Make mine up quick, here's your application declaration, sign up quick.
That's what it is.
Yeah, take it there.
Starfish. Starfish.
Take it there.
Starfish.
Ok,
Okay, there's Mocha Only. Mocha Only's new CD, Carrots and Eggs, here at CITR 101.9 FM. And a little bit of the Taurus incident put together by Morgan Tanner, my son. Thank you, Morgan, for doing my show. I got all reports that you did a fantastic job 2 weeks ago for the pledge drive. Thank you, everybody who pledged money to CITR. Don't forget to get your Discorder magazine at your favorite record store. And stand by for Radio Free GAC with Gary Kay. Gavin Walker's in with a jazz show at midnight tonight. We had the Smiths' Girlfriend in a Coma. Drive carefully. I'm Jolly John Tanner. This is Son of Night Dreams. The Girl Can't Help It. What an amazing movie. I just ordered it from Amazon. Originally, Fats Domino was supposed to sing the lead song, but, well, they got Little Richard to do it, and we're going to get Gene Vincent to sing something, too, from that movie. See you in 2 weeks' time. Happy trails.
I don't know.
How long do you think it'll be?
Let's rock again now.
There once was a girl who always went a little too far. And one night, she went out into the middle of the dance floor.
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Regulations hard. Du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Hello, my dear friends. Well, here I am on record at last. And it feels so wonderful to be here with you on my first album. I'm so happy, oh, happy, then lucky me. I just go my way, living every day. Things that bother you never bother me. Things that bother you never bother me. I feel happy and fine, ha ha. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Having got a lot, I don't need a lot. Coffee's only a dime. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. As free as any daughter, I do what I like, just what I like, and how I love it. I'm right here to stay when I want to pray. I'll be right if I die. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Just take it from me, I'm just as free as any daughter. I do what I like, just what I like, and how I love it. I'm right here to say when I'm old and gray, I'll be right in my prime. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Oh, isn't this a lovely band? And what a thrill it is to have them play for me.
Yes, it is a wonderful thrill. I won't do that again, sorry. That's Tiny Tim with Living in the Sunlight, Loving in the Moonlight, found on his 1968 debut album, God Bless Tiny Tim. And he was a 60s oddity. He's born as Herbert Cowrie, and naturally having a baritone voice, which you can occasionally hear on his albums, but most of the singles and other songs that you've heard, like Tiptoe Through the Tulips, use that vibrato-laced falsetto, along with that ukulele of his. And you can actually hear that version of that song on the pilot episode of the cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants. But the original song was actually written by Al Sherman and Al Lewis for the 1930 film The Big Pond, and it was sung then by actor Maurice Chevalier. And Tiny Tim actually had a great reputation for digging up the old songs of the American songbook there, since that's what his dad and his mom listened to, and they sort of coached him well, and he was a great advocate for a lot of older music. Howdy, friends, and welcome once again to Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or on the web, too, at www.citr.ca. My name is GAC, and the fun drive is over, but what a success it was. And you can just imagine all the staff here at the station sort of singing along with Tiny Tim there. We were aiming for $15,000, and we met that with a day or so to spare before last Thursday's deadline at 5 p.m. And by then, we had over 18,000. And once all the numbers were crunched, added up from the online donations, and then Saturday night's finale party at the Biltmore Cabaret, the grand total, which is posted modestly in the window in front of me, comes out to $21,893.35 altogether. So all this thanks to listeners such as you, yourself, and those people online as well, too. So thanks again so much, so very, very much for contributing to the station. And its plans over the coming year. So the third annual fund drive was a roaring success. I won't give up the fund drive number anymore because you don't need to do that. And the phone's been unplugged. The lounge is empty. It looks spookily so. But you can call the studio here at 604-822-2487 for any requests or questions. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. I'll be with you here until 9 p.m. Pacific. And towards that time... In the show, I'll profile the soundtrack to a recent documentary called Awake My Soul, which focuses on Southern choral styles and its influences. So prepare yourself for a little bit of folky gospel, a little bit a cappella at first, and then expands into a bit more of the modern folk traditions. But first off the bat, here's Toronto's These Electric Lives. They released, they self-released an EP last year called, well, the self-titled one. And what we'll do right now is we'll listen to a track called Soda Water on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.